The tea is ready. That means it's time to go.
This one is Eri's final gift. Is that how you pronounce her name? The Final Fantasy VII chick that died?
Well... Oh no. A spell.
Or is it more Japanese and like a Ririsuru?
No. It's sort of weird.
It's kind of the opposite of that, where... because it's not a Japanese thing... during the translation, there's, like... Somehow they... When they made the translation, they made, like, different translations. So there's Aeris, there's Aerith, and then, like... Then there's those weirdos who are like, no, it's actually this, because reasons.
It's actually Claudia.
Because, yeah, it's actually, Iroth, or something. Yeah. It's actually the opposite of what you said. They kept changing it during the translation, so there's no solid. I don't know what the official thing is now because they're remaking it, and they had a bunch of movies and stuff, and side games and spin-offs and fighting games and weird stuff.
You know what's funny? I was going to begin this thing by saying we're dedicating this tea to the new Final Fantasy thing coming out. I have no idea if anything's coming out. I'm just assuming.
There's always something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Final Fantasy 15 DLC, and they're remaking 7 eventually. That's probably going to come out next year or early 2019. I'm assuming because I haven't heard anything. And if it doesn't come out next year or early 2019, then it's going to be a new console. That's just what I'm assuming. But they're pumping 15 for all it's worth, and then they're going to...
stop?
Well, not yeah. Stop, but like, you know...
With 15.
Well, you know what? We've made so much DLC for 15 that, you know, Final Fantasy's kind of done. We think we're finished. No, like, they're milking it so hard. Like, they made a...
Was 10 the only one they did a 10-2 to?
No, they had 13-3.
And you know what? Ever since 10, all I've heard is just, oh man, this game sucks. But the next one will be good.
Was 11 the MMO? I think so. 12, kind of
that one
just
was fun.
Yeah, like people played it, but it kind of just vanished. And
I forget what they did to mess that up.
Like,
but I had a free trial. That was great.
I think it had a weird combat system that, like it was good, but not at all Final Fantasy. So
right.
Everyone was like, "What is this? This is a reasonable Final Fantasy." So, people didn't like it, even though it was good, and then years later, they're like, oh, I remember this, this was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like the opposite of every nostalgia thing. I remember hating this when I was 7. it's good now. No, they remade 11 recently. And I guess
Why?
It did well. I have no idea. Because of everything to remake, I guess I should say remaster.
They ported
it up and redid the music. But, yeah. And 15, they're just going to keep releasing new DLC. Let's see, that was released a year ago. And then they were like, we're going to, I guess the season pass got you nothing because they didn't release any DLC until like a month ago. So you need to buy your new season pass because the first season's over and you didn't get anything. That's a joke.
I get it.
Hmm. 3DS. The more I think about it, the more Final Fantasy feels like it's just a Final Fantasy knockoff.
It's a knockoff of itself.
Yes. Like, I thought that as a joke, but then what I thought, like, you know, this one, they're kind of, like, trying to rehash themselves.
Yeah, like, the first one was this guy just had one final project left before he was fired, and then, you know, they're like, oh, you can stay on. He's just like, I'm going to get myself fired. Final Fantasy II. <2."
laughs> Ironically, the guy who worked on, like, the first, you know, few games before it was, like, this huge thing, he made a game called The Last Story, and it didn't have any sequels. It really was The Last Story.
Didn't The NeverEnding Story have a sequel?
It had, like, 7.
God, I've not seen that since, like, I was a small, poor child in Bulgaria.
I haven't seen it at all.
Oh.
You haven't? Oh, yeah, you had no childhood.
Mm-hmm.
At least I've seen Star Wars.
Yep.
No childhood.
I saw the new one.
How was it?
Second Infusion, maybe?
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it, so
I'm not
going to
spoiler it too much.
Not this time. Next week. Hmm. So, yeah. Welcome to the Dragon's Flow T-Cast, episode 21.
Yay!
So, we didn't have an episode last week because stuff.
Holiday things.
Yeah, and I think we didn't have an episode the week before that.
No, we had our episode the week before. It was the week before that week in which we didn't.
Oh, well, who cares?
So we've gone episode, none, episode, none, episode. This is the episode of the last...
Yeah, that was well spoken. I think that's what I said.
Nope.
I'm not sure if I agree with you or not, because I don't know.
What do you mean agree? It's what we did. This isn't an opinion, but, man.
Hey, don't push your politics on me, pal. Don't call me pal, buddy. Yeah, so we're just going to blow through all the news this week as fast as we can. And then we have a very special episode dedicated to something we love.
And we mentioned that like 7 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, what tea is this? Because I don't think the mic picked it up the first time you said it because...
reasons.
Because we hadn't actually started it, the recording, kind of.
So the reason we were talking about Final Fantasy is that this tea is, however you want to pronounce it, Ares' final gift from
Ares.
Final Fantasy VII.
It's definitely not Ares, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to go with Claudia.
Ares! I wish I didn't kill his family.
Well, that's how it's spelled, so that's how I'm saying it.
It's Ares.
Ares.
Or, Aerith.
Aerith.
Or Airitsu.
Airitsu.
If you want to be a snobby weeb about it. Yeah. So this is a white tea with what?
I think it's flavor. Just a white tea.
Hmm.
Yep, no added flavor. Just one of those rare, expensive teas. So enjoy.
Yeah. It is. It's a white
tea
rare.
With spirit.
And... this is the first Dragon's Vault tea that we've had.
Nope, we've had Twilight's Magic. That was from 2 weeks ago.
You want to talk about what that is?
Twilight's Magic?
I don't think we explained about that on the T-Cast before.
I don't think we did. So Dragon's Vault, what it is I'm very... I like to have... models as my foundation for this shop.
Well, that's bad.
And
loser.
So in general, I try and avoid things like slave labor and like toxic, dusty, and various crap like that.
Wow, what a nerd.
Yeah. And so Dragon's Temple is like the cream of the crop with that.
Vault.
Dragon's Vault. I have too many dragon things. The Dragon's Vault
is... Do you have
a
dragon tattoo?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, so you're not that girl.
Not yet. So for Dragon's Vault...
That requires more body modification than just a tattoo, as I know.
You have no idea. So, it's the cream of crop. It's got to be organic. it's got to be fair trade, and it has to be from small local people trying to grow their business.
Not local to us.
Not local, just like small time, local of their area.
Not from Mount Prospect, Illinois. Yeah.
No, no, a tea growing season is non-existent. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what the Dragon's Vault is. And it's also, this is not just the Salos Push, but I find it to be a little bit more delicious than the usual stuff. Probably a wholesome organicness.
I think there's a lot more variation in, like, there's a lot more weird types. Like, it doesn't tend to be just straight up, here's your tea. I mean, this one is, but that's good.
Yeah, it's got weird mixes like the black white and the oolong white.
Yeah, let's just take these two teas, which should be complete opposites, and put them together. Or there's one that's rooibos and...
No, really, it's like little businesses going, notice me, senpai, I put these teas together.
Yeah, you're kind of right. It's like... It's like the modern art of tea, but not terrible.
Mm-hmm. For once. Yeah. I'm going to have some fun. So, we've made mention of it. Next month is the Houston Tea Fest. And this will be the first tea convention we've had in which we're selling 20-gram bags. And it's been a nightmare for me trying to mathematically figure out how many 20-gram bags we might use.
For normal people, that's small.
Yes. And so, yeah, so Dragon's Vault, there's a lot of expensive teas, and surprise, surprise, the more expensive teas don't sell as much. And so I'm wondering, if we make the 20 grams, which is half the price, how many more would sell, and do I need to buy even more? And so, yeah, it's a little bit behind-the-scenes businessy stuff. And we'll give you an update probably the week after the convention, because we'll still be coming home on Tuesday, and by that point, we've been driving for like 17 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, probably will not be a TCast that Tuesday.
Hmm. The plight of the businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let's drive through the news. A lot of this is just game announcements. So starting first, Soul Calibur 6. For the first time for PS4, Xbox One, and Steam.
Yay!
So, Steam is the first non-console one.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the others have been...
Console.
Every console.
It's kind of...
No, 5 didn't get... 4 and 5 didn't get Nintendo console. This one's not getting a Nintendo console.
Take that, Nintendo. Ouch.
Actually, is 2 the only one?
Oh,
I don't know about 1.
I seem to remember
nobody
that there was...
One.
The yeah. first one that they did, the consoles get a different character. I thought that they had a Wii... Or, not a Wii, a Nintendo release.
A GameCube.
GameCube.
Yeah. No, yeah, they did, because they had the Link as the secret character. Because all three of them had something different. I think Ryu from Ninja Gaiden was in one of them for the Xbox. And
no, I think it was Spawn.
Spawn?
Or it could have been a different game. But...
It had to be someone with a weapon. And Ryu has a sword. Link, and who was the other one for PS4?
Hmm.
Or PS3 or PS2? I don't care. I forget.
It was probably 2, actually. I don't know or care.
Yeah.
Anyway, not a whole lot to see so far. There's 2 returning characters. I forget who they are. But, yeah, it looks a lot faster than the all the other ones. It looks like the only one that has different gameplay, actually.
Which will be interesting to
you know,
see.
Like all the others have kind of, like, they're all the same. That it's just like, here's your new graphics and some new characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how that keeps up.
We'll get to watch Breakaway Armor again.
Oh, yeah. The most important aspect of
Correct.
Soul Calibur. That's actually true for some people. Bayonetta 3 on Switch, next. Actually, it's funny because people are again like, you're on Nintendo and you should have gone to PlayStation. And like, it would have been a dead series at 2 if Nintendo wasn't just like, well, this isn't going to make money, but we'll take it anyway. And then it didn't make money because nobody bought it except me.
jumping off of that, Bayonetta 1 and 2 is being ported to Switch as well.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. But, yeah. Not a huge surprise, because that'll sell some Switches, I think. It didn't sell Wii U's, that's for sure. Yeah. It actually probably more likely boycotted we use then sold them. I think they were banking on niche fans going for a system seller, because they're the kind of people who would do that. Like, Bayonetta 2 had like a $150 collector's edition. And
why?
Because they're crazy.
I mean, that's something you do for like a AAA, everyone knows its name, even if they don't play games type of game.
Bayonetta and like all those platinum games, they have some hardcore fans.
Okay then.
So the next From Software game got a trailer. It's basically 30 seconds of a bloody rope and like coiled around a bone, and it says something creepy. Which, of course, I wrote down earlier, and no, I can't find it.
On that note, for Second Infusion, I'm going to talk about the game I've been playing called Nioh, which is basically Dark Souls meets Japan.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. I don't think you have to... Well, we might as well, because we're trying to get through this as fast as possible. But, oh, I can't find it.
Nope.
Next. But it was nice and creepy. And some trailer's playing somewhere. Oh, it's what I was looking for. Okay. Where is it? Shadows Die Twice.
Shadows Die Twice.
That's the entire trailer.
I didn't even know Shadows died.
I didn't either. Well, no, they die twice.
I don't even know they died once.
No, they don't. They die twice.
I mean, they're not really a living thing. Next.
New Tomb Raider officially announced. Next. No surprise. there's a new Death Stranding trailer, and it's, like, very long. I forget how long it was, but it was, like, several minutes. Very cool. Very creepy. Very Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
Next, some more DBZ news. I guess every character's been announced so far?
No, they have at least one, but possibly two more characters to announce. Because everyone assumed one, because 24 just feels like a solid number. And They showed the character roster. It looks like there's like one spot open. But then a magazine said, oh, there's actually two more announcements to make. So everyone's just like, what the hell?
Well, do you think it's... characters, or do you think it's just
what people are thinking,
like modes and stuff? Because
no,
they showed off like this. I don't think it was so much story mode as complicated menu navigation the other day on the Bamco stream,
which is kind of silly. They flew them all the way out to like freaking Japan for like 30 minutes.
I was in Japan.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, for half an hour, not worth it.
But they did also take some other videos and whatnot of characters, and they did like a breakdown. I'll talk about that a little bit later. So for fighters, everyone thinks that it's going, or not everyone, but a lot of people think that it's going to be an announcement of Android 21 as a playable character, because they haven't officially announced that. And the first DLC character, whenever he comes out.
Oh, which one's 21?
She is the new OC one.
Oh, right. Yeah. Of course she's going to be playable.
Yeah. And she hasn't been announced, so they figure she's going to be the one. So there was a lot of fighters things that was released We got to see a lot of gameplay of Beerus, Hit, Super Saiyan 3 Gotenks, Ultimate Gohan. Kid Buu. And it was a lot of fun to watch. Also, we
Black
got
Goku.
Goku Black. Black Goku. Dark Goku. Nega Goku. Ukag.
Are people calling him the last three, or did you just make those up?
Those are from Team 4 Star. You said your name is Black Goku. You're not black. You're white. Or Asian. Or whatever we are. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
We got to hear his voice. A lot of people seem to like it. I'm not a fan of the American Goku Black's voice because they went in the opposite direction. So in the Japanese, you know, regular Goku sounds like an old lady. And Goku Black is a little bit more raspy compared to regular Goku.
Don't tell me Goku Black is really high-pitched.
He's not high-pitched, but he's too elegant. He sounds like a Brit. Yes, my name is Goku Rosé. That sounds wonderful. Yes. Not really that, no, but same feeling.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
What's his face I could see? The Kai?
Zamasu? Oh, yeah. Zamasu. So Goku Black seems... A lot of people were afraid he was just going to be another Goku clone. But apparently, no, they made him definitely his own person in the game.
Yeah, he's got like a key sword.
A key sword?
A key sword.
A scythe.
It's a scythe, okay.
Yeah. He's got the most special attacks out of anyone, but they just don't do as much damage.
And that's kind of cool.
And it feels like the attacks are mostly for opening people up to do combos and whatnot, as opposed to being the big damage dealers.
Interesting.
That's
a character that interests mm-hmm. me.
Me too.
Beerus might end up being my main, because I always find in games, I really love the I'm just going to leave this here and let it do its thing type of mechanics.
What do you mean by that?
Best way to describe it, I guess, is League of Legends. The character I mained was named Heimerdinger. What he does is he sets up turrets that fire on their own. So what I used to do the time is I would basically bait people. Oh, look, I'm all the way out here. I'm vulnerable. They come and get me, and then I hit them with a stun grenade. And so they would just get pounded on by the turrets and whatnot. And I would use it to push the lane and all this other stuff. And set up in fun places, so when people are trying to like run away, they go into the bush. Oh, look, you're being shot at by turrets. Ha! And so Beerus has something similar where he like leaves out energy projectiles just floating. And you can either run into them or Beerus can hit them at you. And so that leaves a lot of like fun options of what you could do.
Yeah.
That's
a great way to control the flow of the fight.
And probably the best thing they announced. I'll just end up with this. There's more stuff, but this is the best thing. Dramatic finishers and dramatic sequences.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically what it means is that depending on what characters you choose and how you end fights or what happens during fights, awesome things can happen. For example, if Frieza and Goku are the two people starting out and nobody has Krillin on the team, it starts with Krillin getting blown up by Frieza and Goku doing the whole Super Saiyan transformation.
Cool.
As the introduction. And it just looks really awesome. Beerus...
Is Goku Super Saiyan by default?
Yes, but he turned Super Saiyan. This is in the beginning.
I mean, if you just pick him...
Yes.
Is he just always Super Saiyan, or do you have to do
No, he's always Super Saiyan.
Okay, yeah.
But in the intro, you know, he does the whole... Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Beerus, if you defeat Goku Black, he does the Hakai in him, and he just vanishes. It's fantastic. Yamcha gets blown up by Saimaben, if that's how he dies. If Goku defeats Frieza, they do the final scene of where, like, Frieza shoots that beam from the ground, and Goku's like, "You fool!" and blasts him back. What other little things are there? Ultimate Gohan can do the family Kamehameha if Goku's on his team.
Nice.
So, little Goten shows up, Goku shows up, and they all just do the thing. And he turned Super Saiyan. That's a nice little homage to the movie. What other little things were there? Beerus, if he's fighting Goku, that whole scene of where, like, Beerus shoots out, like, the big destructive blast thing, and Goku, like, goes inside and, like, blows it up. And he, like, starts to faint, but Beerus catches him. They have that scene in there. What else did they have? That's all I can remember off the top of my head. Yeah. So
That's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, Gohan going Super Saiyan 2. If you begin with Gohan and Cell, but no Android 16 on a team, Cell steps on 16's head, and they have that whole scene. And if you kill Cell with the level 5 Kamehameha, a whole cinematic if you're fighting Cell, and just, yeah.
Nice.
Just adding extra fun. All right, next.
And before we go on, the game releases on the day that we have to leave for Houston.
Of course.
Houston.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Of course. So, yeah, that sucks. So hopefully the hotel Wi-Fi is good. And,
actually,
we can
honestly,
bring controllers.
I'm thinking we shouldn't because there's a high chance we're going to get too into it like 2 in the morning when we have a thing the next day. I don't know if I want to take that risk.
We'll see. Detective Pikachu film with Ryan Reynolds.
That's not Danny DeVito.
Pikachu. No, it's not. That's
the
opposite of Danny DeVito.
They dropped the ball.
They did. Where's Danny DeVito?
If they sell that as DLC, they'll make a shit ton of money from people who don't even care about the game.
Yeah.
Just buy the game to buy the DLC.
Oh. Well, the game never came out here. It came out in Japan in 2016. And then we never got it for some reason. I don't know why. So we're getting the movie of a game that we never got.
Oh,
which,
fucks.
Like, why? There was hype. There was tons of hype.
Sometimes I wonder.
200,000 people signed a petition to have Danny DeVito's game in a voice that we never played. I think there might be a market there.
His game in a voice?
You know what I meant.
So, yeah, they dropped the ball with that one.
They totally did.
What else we got?
Next. My Hero Academia is getting a film with an original story in summer 2018.
Yay!
Of in Japan. So who knows when we'll get here.
Yep.
And the anime season starts in April. So looking forward to that. Oh, by the way, I started the manga for that.
Manga.
I continued it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably past where the next season will be if it's 20 whatever episodes. So yeah, it gets interesting. Even more interesting than it's already been.
Mm-hmm.
Like I gotta say, that was one of the best surprises in, like, recent memory in anime is just, oh, man, that was so good. 12 episodes, and we get 12 more episodes.
And we get, no, we got 24, 25, 26 more episodes.
I mean, the season was supposed to end after, like, 11 or whatever episodes.
Or 13, and then they
13?
Announced 13
oh,
more.
You just,
bam!
You mean you didn't know that it was...
Right, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was, like, getting ready for the depression of not having it that week, and then I'm like, I still get it. That was great.
Speaking of which, what's it called? Magus Bride looks like it's gearing up towards its finale.
Mm-hmm.
Its finale?
But it's got 12 more episodes!
Okay.
Yay!
I watched the preview for next week, and I'm like, this looks so final, but it's not. It's weird. Anyway, Punisher Season 2 coming soon.
All I ask is you don't spend, like, the first 6 episodes of, okay, I'll put the skull back on. Just have things happen the first episode, and by either end of episode 1 or beginning of episode 2, he puts the goddamn skull on.
No, it's...
Don't drag it out.
It's 2 years later, and he's hitting a wall. And he's got a huge beard.
But now he feels more okay about it, you think?
Next. Anyway. Steins Gate 0, starting April. Yay. Mm-hmm. Next, Dragon Ball anime movie, December 2018.
What?
Yeah, the 20th movie.
Interesting. I did not see this.
That's because you're not a true fan.
Actually, the reason I haven't seen it is because Facebook keeps putting stupid updates and they completely mess up notifications.
That's true.
Like, now every time I see a notification, my thing starts, like, the bottom of, like, the month before, so I gotta scroll up for, like, a good 15, 20 seconds until I can see new notifications.
That's funny, because I have the... I used to have the opposite problem, and now it's fixed. So, screw you.
And they also put it out of order.
Yeah, I used to have that, too. It would show me, like, hey, did you see this thing you've already seen? And it was from a month ago. Did you hear about that?
I did not, but Facebook...
No. Facebook was asking me if I heard the thing that I already heard about a month ago. No, but now that's fixed, so it's funny that you have the same problem that they fixed for me but broke for you. Anyway.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks. Good work, Obama.
More like no Obama. Am I right, guys? Yeah. Yeah, we're deep into politics.
Okay. So, we were talking a while back about the cost of making a season of anime. I don't remember what for. I think maybe when Netflix bought a bunch of things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Key Visual Arts is talking about turning visual novels into anime. So they already have, like, the story and maybe a little bit of, you know, character design and concept art done.
Storyboards are done.
Yeah, potentially. The skeleton's done, but they need to evolve it from a monkey into a person, I guess. Or the other way around, more likely.
Or from a man to a god.
No.
No, definitely not.
So they're saying that they were going into crowdfunding because reasons, I guess, for their new thing. And they wanted 3 million yen for a...
It's like $5, right?
Yeah.
It's about $3. No, it's about $26,000. And the goal was originally a 40 to 50 minute, they're calling it a movie. I'm calling that an OVA. And it ended at 9 million yen, which is $80,000. From 325 backers? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. How many people put in 1,000? That's like...
All of them?
Jesus. Can you, like, go to it and take a look?
Yes, but it's going to take a long time, and I'm not going to do that.
You had a long time.
Sure. So then they extended it to 60 minutes. So they're saying it's about $4 million for a 12-season show.
Dang.
So if Netflix bought... Like, how many things did they do? Like, 30-some. That's $12 million? No. Yeah. So that's not too bad, wait, actually.
Like four, like, how many millions?
No, 120 million.
There we go.
I thought my math sounded, like, horribly wrong. And... I forget how much their deal was for, but I think that it sounds about right. Yeah. So that Kickstarter was for something that none of us care about. So, moving on. Steam stops using Bitcoin as a payment method. I didn't even know they took it.
It's pretty stupid of them, honestly.
Yeah, the reason that they stopped was because of the massive, like, especially the past month or so, the massive...
influx of Bitcoin? The way it's gone from, like, 10,000 to 19,000 in a
week? Influx, but also, like, the huge up and down spike on the economy chart of what its value is.
It hasn't been down. It's been just constantly up. So take from a guy who studies economics, what's going to happen?
It's only been up?
It's only been up. If there's been any down, it's been like tick.
But so it's been in the news that it's like only it's been like at $10,000 a thing for a bit, and then everyone's buying in. Shouldn't that decrease the value, not increase it?
No, it's because everyone's buying it that it's going up.
But there's
once they stop buying it, it'll start going down. What's gonna
happen? But there's a finite supply.
Yes.
So how does that work with? I don't know how Bitcoin works, and nobody does. So
no, we have enough of an idea. So to explain,
well, by nobody does, I mean like the vast majority of people.
Yeah. To try and make it as simple as possible, imagine that there is a virtual mountain full of gold that is so secured even the NSA would not be able to break into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And through computer algorithms and whatnot, it gives you an idea of how much Bitcoin gets pulled out of this gold mine. And the closer you get to the end, the slower and slower it gets. And so that's basically how Bitcoin works. You gotta use RAM and whatnot to...
It's a gold mine.
Yes.
Right.
And so it's basically just virtual currency.
Yeah.
And currency is pretty much whatever you want it to be. So people saying it's not real currency. Bitch, if you know anything about economics and using dollar bills, don't talk.
Yeah. So you used to be able to just take, like, whatever your cash money is and go trade it in for its value in silver. I have like a dollar from like the 30s that says it says on it, this can be exchanged and its market value in silver.
Yeah.
And money since then does not say that because they don't want you doing that.
It's something called fiat currency, and fiat currency is cancer. Yay!
Yay. Okay. Sure.
So here's how I predict Bitcoin is going to go with this whole thing. At some point, it's going to get a really bad crash because we got a bunch of people who have no idea how Bitcoin works buying into it. And eventually going to hit a point of, oh God, what do? I can't buy grocery with this at the current moment. I'm freaking out.
You can't use it in most places.
You can use it in a lot of places.
Most.
Yeah. And so it's going to have that little crash, and then it's going to stabilize itself again, and that's when it's going to really shine as being a normal currency.
I think a lot of people use it as a sort of stock market.
Something like that.
They're like, oh, it's worth $10,000 a thing. I'm going to put some money into that and wait.
I saw a...
Like, there's no point in investing in a currency. Let's go change our dollars into Canadian dollars because that'll pay off.
Mm-hmm. I saw this one really hilarious screenshot of somebody's message, and the last message from a woman in 2005 said, "Like James, I really can't see you anymore. This is ridiculous. You're wasting all of your time and your resources into this stupid Bitcoin thing." In 2005, and then 2017. Hey, how you been?
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Yep.
That was back when Bitcoins were like a cent a piece or something.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Talk a lot about things people probably don't care much about.
Yeah.
Study economics.
Bitcoins are popular now. We have to talk. We should talk about that, just like we talked about net neutrality. Mm-hmm. So, new Portal game announced. It's Bridge Constructor Portal version. So, Valve always sending out what the people want. I've never heard of Bridge Constructor before, but this is the Portal version of it. It's Portal themed. So if you like Bridge Constructor, that one guy.
Will Bob DeBilda be DLC?
No, no, they'll have Half-Life DLC.
They should do
you
that.
Ever
just
heard
like...
of that phrase, turn the other cheek? That's what that's for.
I want Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? No, Bob, I don't love you anymore.
Oh,
I
want to
see that Bob the Builder episode. You can't fix this with a hammer. Oh, can I? Bob, please don't.
No, stop playing trailers. I don't want to... God. Yeah, so, again, why are you making non-Half-Life games, Valve? It's clear that you don't want to make it. Just, at this point, just cancel it.
Yeah, just say you're canceling it.
Just say it's done. You'll get some flack, but it's better than to get all the flack at once than a little bit of flack dripping slowly over the course of, like... literally a decade at
this
point.
The first 2 months after they cancel it, people give rumors like, this pretty much confirms it, guys. I mean, they're just trolling us.
Oh my god.
Why else would they announce this?
Okay, so you posted a thing about Destiny 2 locking content behind old...
Yeah.
Things.
Jesus, this is scummy. So, to give a nutshell version... because I don't remember the details, so I'll just give the general thing. So let's say you're playing an MMO in which the level cap is 100. And certain sections, you can only be there if you level, like, let's say 90. They released a DLC, and it went up to level 120.
It was basically an expansion pack.
Yeah. And,
remember those?
Uh-huh. And when they did that, they did some level adjustments for things. So some things in the base game that would level 90 and up... move to level 110 and up.
So they retroactively changed the level requirements for the base game so that you would have to buy the DLC to get it.
Can I give what's probably an unpopular opinion? The vast...
That's just like knowing you, so go ahead.
The vast, vast majority of AAA games, and I have occasionally, I guess is the right word, I have touched upon several... of those AAA, oh, this is going to be awesome games. And the vast, vast majority of them are shit. And I mean that several ways.
They had like a free week or something of Destiny 2, and I played it, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I played it for like 2 hours, and I'm like, why does this have a sequel?
Like,
if the first... I'm assuming that the second one is better... how did this get a sequel?
Who knows? Like, some of the things I've tried in the past couple of years. Watch Dogs, just absolute garbage. For Honor, they really dropped the ball with that one.
They dropped the ball, but I think the ball got picked up.
For Honor?
Yeah. Speaking of free weekends, that one... I think that it just had a terrible launch because of servers.
No, it's because of all the other shady things they did.
Such as?
Like, you know, when I was level 2, matched me up against guys like level 278.
Yeah.
Matchmaking
is hard.
And making it just pay to win system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because when I played during the free weekend, the matchmaking was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when was the last time you played?
Last year.
So, like, around the time it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they fixed it a bit. Though it could just be because everybody else was like, hey, yeah, I'll try it for free for a couple days, and it was the same level as me.
Yeah.
So that could have been a thing.
Shadow of War, that one started out really good, but originally with Shadow of War, they extended... the release date to like 2 months in advance, and it feels like they didn't do crap with that, because I won't go into spoilers, but minus spoilers, there's 4 acts in the game. Acts 1 and 2 are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Act 3 finishes up in like 45 minutes. Act 4, honestly, skip it. Just skip it and look up on YouTube at the end of the game, and that's it. Because unless you want to pay a bunch of money, you're going to just waste your time. It is the same idea of a mission, defend your base, over and over and over and over and over again. But every time you do it, the enemies jump up in levels dramatically to the point where you can't keep up unless you buy experience points.
So the loot box crisis was real?
Yeah.
It wasn't, but it's optional and single player. It's just, you only have to buy it if you want to cheat, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It was actually you have to buy it.
Yeah, it was you have to buy it, otherwise you're going to just be grinding away for hours upon hours upon hours, just doing the same old crap. Yeah, it was disappointing. What other AAA games have I...
So I'm doing a video. It's basically just top five games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a Let's Play. I just did a Let's Play of it. And it's Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. And it's an indie game that's by a development team that's usually not an indie dev team. Mm-hmm. Team Ninja or Ninja Theory. Team I always Ninja. Get those two confused.
The ones who made Ninja Gaiden and Neo.
No.
Meh. Do you have like a red twister as their symbol?
No.
Then it's not Team Ninja.
What did they make? What else did they make?
Babies?
They didn't have a baby section during the credits, so maybe not. But I'm trying to think of their other games that they did, but whatever, it doesn't matter. They went for like a, you know, AAA kind of feeling game, mm-hmm. and released it on their own for $30. Completely destroying the you know, it has to be $60 or, you know, that's the price of development. Mm-hmm. And no, it looks like a, you know, full price AAA game. Mm-hmm. You can see where they cut corners, and you know, if you're looking carefully and kind of understand how games are made, but it's really good. It's kind of short. It's like 9 hours maybe. But it's proof that you don't need to be a scumbag DLC microtransaction loot box, you know, force your way into the game kind of a thing.
My Facebook feed always has updates on games and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost every AAA game comes out. Oh, man, this is terrible. Why would they do this? You guys got to start learning. Stop buying it. They're not good. What more proof do you need? Just quit your whining and stop buying these shitty games,
man.
What
was the other thing? Battlefront 2, yeah. I see that, like, that might be the thing that people don't buy because it's just pay to win. I can see people either not buying it or getting their parents' money to just, like...
Is that the Star Wars Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
My brother got it.
Of course he did.
Is he going to get all his parents' money to pay for all the heroes to get unlocked?
Probably.
Yeah, so there's your problem.
I actually got to play a little bit of that. It seems like they really... I liked Battlefront 1. I used to really enjoy that.
The one that was released like a year or two ago or
no,
10 years ago?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was fun.
This one...
The one they released 10 years later had less content.
I know.
Yeah, and...
And more DLC.
Everything is on timers. So, like, you get grenades on a timer. Like, you have one grenade that you can throw, and then there's, like, a 15-second timer or something.
Well, like a cooldown, yeah. Everything's kind of like that these days. Like,
it's weird.
A a lot of games have been influenced by other games. Like, I think for first-person shooters, everything kind of went downhill with... what's it called? Halo, which influenced Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, yeah.
And like the two weapon system.
Ugh.
Which
Duke
is,
Nukem.
It's what?
Yeah, Duke Nukem had a two weapon system.
But that unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
That's all I have to say. Yeah, the two-weapon system is, like, explicitly designed because it's easier to use on controllers. Because you have a D-pad.
I'll give you the D-pad.
Red Dead Redemption had a better system. You just hold down one of the trigger buttons, and it gives you a wheel, and you choose off your wheel. That's a game where having, you know, 30 guns doesn't make sense... you know, logistically.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the explanation of, well, you can't carry two guns in like a military setting or whatever, but no, that's not the reason. There's always been games where you have a ton of weapons. It's just pure laziness.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, at this point, I don't feel bad
Call of Duty started the whole regenerating health thing. Halo kind of introduced that, and then they were like, hey, we could take this one step further.
Yeah, Halo did it in a way that made sense for their game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, and you got shot with a bullet through your face.
Yeah. It kind of made sense because you had the shield, which was like, you could get hit a certain amount of times and kind of maybe you can make it into cover before you die. But then it also had hard health, which, you know, you can't recover that. You can recover the shield, but you can't recover your health. But
that's a pretty good system.
Pretty much, yeah. It's not a bad system. Pretty much every first person multiplayer focused shooter after Call of Duty has had the just like, okay, wait a while, now you're perfectly fine. There's no.
That's how Battlefront 2 is. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
It's like 3 seconds, too. It's really not a long time.
It's not. It never is. And that's not a way to punish bad players. It's a way to... First of all, it increases the likelihood that the game's focused around, like, if you get shot twice, you're dead. And... you know, that might be good if it's, like, focused around sniping and, like, a military setting and stuff like that. But for Battlefront, like, so how many shots would you say it takes to kill someone?
There's a lot of different types of weapons.
Stormtrooper rifle.
I think it's one shot to the head or two shots. Because there's like, three... Stormtrooper rifles, and so one fires really, really fast and doesn't do a lot of damage. One fires, and then two fire at medium speed. One does a lot of damage. Close up ones. They have a lot of weird grading systems for weapons.
It sounds like it. It sounds like they don't know what they're doing.
But
it sounds like there's three different teams working on the same game, and they're all making different games.
It kind of. Like, it's one of those games that you kind of have to, like, just futz around with weapons. But one thing that I will say that they did better than in times past is that you can customize your character that you're playing in a pretty good way. Like, you equip them with cards. And so, like, for example, because they have the BS regenerating health, what uh-huh. I liked to do was... they have a thing where pretty much you press both your triggers, L1 and R1,
yep.
And a laser-resistant shield comes around your character, so you can't use your laser gun, But then you, then I equipped my character with melee, and so if you take people out with melee, which doesn't reduce your weapon, you regain health.
Oh, that's great!
And you get your cooldowns.
Wait, you regain health from what health? There is no health.
There's regenerating health. And so, like, you know, like, presumably you'll go in there and there'll be, like, six people firing at you. And so you'll break down your weapon, or your shield, and then you'll melee a guy, and then you can put your shield back on, and then you can melee the next guy. It's total BS, but it's a lot of fun. And to be fair, you'll die a lot doing that, but it's just, I'm like, you know, this is BS anyways. I might as well just be Rambo.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other ways to do it, too. So, like, there's, that was just my, like, troll play.
Yeah. That's you playing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
did you have the little Han Solo jacket?
No. You're not, where I was, you can't customize that much. You're just, there's a story. You're just a rogue stormtrooper, basically, at the beginning. And then one time you're Luke. But anyway, I didn't get that far. But what I'm saying is, like, the regenerating health is BS. And if you know that, you can just, like, lighten up and play sort of these trolley options they've left you. Or you can be serious. And even with it, it's not that easy. There is...
Right, because every, like, one hit will kill you.
Yeah, every once in a while. Because the blasters, most of them don't fire.
A lot of the times you just die out of nowhere.
Yeah, RKO out of nowhere. That happens. And, like, the blasters, like, the sniper rifles right where your thing's going to be, but then the rest of them are less precise. So then just every once in a while, even though they're firing at your body, which gives you, like, five or six, sometimes even 10 shots probably, you know, one of them will just go up and hit your head, and it's just like, well... Back to last save point.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, you weren't even playing online.
Nope. No, didn't touch that.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
See, I don't mind the regenerating health things as much offline as I do online.
Yeah.
Online, I think that's the worst idea you could have. No, I will retract that. It's the worst idea that's in use.
Yeah.
Offline, it's not as bad because it's not a competitive thing. Like, imagine if you put regenerating health into a fighting game.
Yeah.
Well, wait, Fighters technically has that.
Well, but is it a move or is it a...
It is a one-time put battle move that you can do to last for X amount of seconds.
Right, but you're not... it doesn't, like, automatically regenerate.
It only regenerates
if
the move.
If you just, like... back off for 2 seconds and then your bar instantly fills up all the way to full.
It's not that.
So just imagine.
Yeah. That's
silly. Imagine if every single fighting game did that for every character.
Oh, Soul Calibur.
Just by walking backwards.
So, I want to make the Soul Calibur. Something funny that makes little sense is that you and me had, like, opposing reactions. For you, for Soul Calibur, you said you should be excited, but you're not. For me, I should not be excited, but I am.
Yeah.
Like, I never really played it. I've only played it whenever you brought it out, like, years ago, and that was it.
Yeah, I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah.
See, I want to like it, but I kind of don't. It's weird.
Maybe
like, when I'm playing it, I have fun, but... I never have the urge where I'm like, oh, Soul Calibur, I'm going to play that. Like, a lot of the games I have, it's like, you know, I'm going to play this or I'm going to play that. Or, like, sometimes I just look at my shelf and I'm like, oh, I forgot about this. I have to play this right now. Soul Calibur, it's kind of like, okay, you know, that's something I could do if somebody comes over and wants to play a fighting game.
I like Soul Calibur. Sparky's the only one that could consistently beat me.
Greg.
But now I've got King of Fighters, which is better than Soul Calibur as a fighting game, I think.
I've never tried that.
Soul of Fighter Calibur's. Crossover. Z. Yeah.
Don't use the wrong pronoun. Right. Anyway, so
is that everything?
Oh, by the way, to finish off with what game was that Dunn goofed and locked the thing behind
Destiny DLC? 2?
Yeah. So after they got caught doing that, they were like, "Oh, sorry, undo."
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Obviously.
So fans,
they can't not know that.
Go through your gaming stuff. Look at how many AAA games you bought and how much time you spent on them and how you felt about them. Oh, Civilization 6 is another one which was AAA, but people just hated because they just kept making it dumb. Like, goddamn, so many games just AAA but ended up being bad. Just, all of you, stop it.
And there's also something to be said about playtime. Like, even if you buy it, if you don't like it, just uninstall it, trade in your disc to GameStop, because people will go and buy the game and the company will not profit.
Huh. Take that.
That's good. I like that. People will play the game, but they don't win. That's the ultimate screw you. I don't like this. I bought this game, but I don't like it, so I'm not going to play it, and somebody else can
find out they don't like it.
Somebody else can find out that they can decide for themselves, but they're probably not going to like it. Maybe they will. Maybe they're some dumb kid. But if you go and sell it, and then there is a very high likelihood that the company will get one less sale from it.
Hit them where it hurts.
Yeah.
The dick.
Anyway. On to what was sort of the
was main, going to be
main
the point.
Event of this episode.
Maybe
but
we should save that for next week, because this has went on a while, and I got a strong feeling we're not going to have much news next week. Because, you know, Christmas holidays, who's going to be announcing things now?
Oh, well, next week there was something else I was thinking we should do, but now I can't remember. I talked to you about it earlier.
I don't think you did.
All right, so we can maybe just announce the topic.
Was it my imagination?
It was a 10-year anniversary thing. That's what we talked about earlier.
There was another thing, too. Okay, well, yeah. 2017. 2007 was probably the best year of anime in the history of anime. So I guess next week we'll look at the well, if we do one next week, because I'm not sure how that'll go with Christmas.
Nick might be hungover.
It's 26th.
No, yeah, it's the day after Christmas. Yeah. So
we should be good.
We'll see. Depends on what happens. But anyway, yeah, the topic is the best anime that has been made. This generation, let's call it, our generation, was made in that year. All of our favorites were made in that year.
We know how this is going to go. Gurren Lagann, Code Geass, Boku no Pico.
I don't think Boku no Pico was made in that year, but you're right. That is my favorite anime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no. I wasn't supposed to admit that, was I?
Nope.
Oh, no. You got me.
You're shit.
You're the bad type of pervert.
The bad type.
Not the fun type that makes you feel good.
No, you were supposed to say Death Note.
Death Note. No, that's not filled with little boys that look like
that's
that weird
is it?
That
no,
weird
it is filled with there is a boy that looks like a girl.
Yes.
In sorta.
In Death Note?
Welcome to anime.
Are you talking about Death Note or Boku no Pico?
Death Note.
Okay. Who?
N?
Near?
Eh.
No.
A little bit.
Nah.
Just as much as Boku no Pico.
Well, since we're going to save the 10 year for next week, I might as well just talk about Neo now. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Neo, like I said before, is basically Dark Souls goes to Japan. And they did a lot of things.
Imperial, Warring States, Japan. No, it's after that.
No, it's...
They've got guns. Or, yeah, they had guns because
they have Tokugawa, they have Nobunaga.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And they did a lot of things right, but they still carry around a lot of the same flaws all of the Soulsborne-style games have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it like this. So, actually, it wasn't first. It was... I'll compare the second boss and third boss. The second boss, a big, giant demon, like three times your size, who throws around giant ball and chain things at you that, you know, damage the ship you're on, like really heavy stuff.
Wrecking balls.
Yeah, two hits of that and it kills you. Yeah. The third boss, a tiny little woman that uses an umbrella. Two hits and it kills you. Do you see a problem here?
See, the thing about Dark Souls and Bloodborne, not counting Dark Souls 2, is that while it was really hard, it was also really fair. Like, if you died, you knew what went wrong, like, instantly. And if you didn't, then you're going to have a rough time. But not so much in Neo. Neo is just like, you got hit, half your health's gone now.
Yeah.
Like, it's really punishing.
Yeah, like, take away the health bar just for, like, two little dots. Yeah, you get hit, a dot goes away.
It's not hard, it's just punishing.
Yeah. And it's...
It's actually...
it's punishing in a not fun way.
Right. It's not so much difficulty as it is the punishment.
Yeah.
I
mean, with the third boss, I had to literally just go like, I gotta look this up. That I will never be able to do this. I have no idea what the hell's going on here.
Same with me with the ball and chain guy.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing like a online co-op thing, and that's how I won in the end. And I haven't even gotten to the other one.
Oh, the other part that really pissed me off is that it was like a freaking 6 minute walk back to that boss, fighting no enemies. Like, goddamn! Just put it close to shrine.
The ship or the other one?
The other one.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the other one yet.
Yeah, it's a really, really long walk.
Fighting no enemies?
Because I just skip them. I just run past them.
Oh,
it's like, man, put this closer.
You know
what?
I never thought of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's why I never made it to that boss, I guess.
But aside from that, they do a lot of other stuff really well. So one complaint I have of the Dark Souls games is that it's a little bit too systematic. Where it's just, you know how this goes. Like, enemies have like three attacks, and you gotta choose either dodge, hit, hit, dodge, dodge, hit, or dodge, 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 and try not to get hit. And it's like really formulaic like this. With these games, not so much. It feels like there's a lot more strategy involved. There's a lot more choice involved, which, as you know me, that is a big thing of mine, having actual choice. So, I'm not sure what... Let's say there's, like, 15 different stats your weapons and armor can have. Even the highest class armor, you gotta choose between, like, 4 and 5 of those 15. And unlike Dark Souls, they don't have, like, named weapons. Like, there's no Moonspell Greatsword.
Did you say Moonspell?
Yeah.
Moonlight.
Whatever.
Jeez.
They don't have that. They have somewhat named, but there's many variations of those weapons. So you can pick up the same weapon, but it'll have entirely different stats.
Yeah, it's sort of an MMO approach.
Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, aside from the bosses and some other little... She like, oh, come on! Type of moments. It's
yeah, I've had really a lot fun. More oh, come on moments in that than in Dark Souls. In any of the Souls games I've played, except two. I hate two.
There's these, like, flying, fiery demon head things, and I was in a situation where there was two of them, and I was backed into a corner. If you get close to one of them, you take a little bit of damage. With two of them, it just kept going back and forth, back and forth, so I was stun locked from full health to death. Was it just like, this isn't fun!
Was it kind of like those jailer things in 3, in Dark Souls 3?
No, because it was just damage. It wasn't... They had to be close to you, because they're made of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fire damage. Just like, I can't roll out of this, I can't do anything, just...
But they stun lock you?
Yeah, because it was two of them. It was just like, okay, one after the other.
That's too much.
Yeah. It's like... Again, you're just being punished.
Because most of the weapons, except the Kusari Gama thing, the chain and sickle, are melee. Yeah. And then you have a bow, and you have a...
You have a bow, like a matchlock gun, pistol. Or like a hand cannon gun.
Hand cannon?
Yeah.
Like, literally, or...
Yeah, it's basically...
Is there a third thing that I haven't seen
it's
yet?
It's a third thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you have two slots for ranged weapons, and you have three different types of ranged weapons, so...
I haven't gotten very far at all.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I mean, it's a fun little thing.
I've gotten about as far as I did in the beta.
Yeah. And when, when it's not being cheap as fuck, it is a really fun game. Fast-paced, the key pulse is a really nice thing.
Yeah, I think the game mechanics are... definitely better than Souls.
That's a pretty high praise.
Yeah. Well, Souls is... It's good in its perfection, but it's simple. The hitboxes are, like, pixel perfect. But all you do is block, dodge, and roll. Yeah. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of, like, thought to it. But it's all pattern recognition and, like, quick thinking. But Neo is, like, you have three stances. And then you can put your weapon away and do, like, an EI draw. Like for your sword.
And you can also customize again by choosing what other moves you have. So there's various things you can do. Like after like a three hit
X. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Like after three hit X combo, you can press Y to finish it off, and you have choices that you unlock of how you can finish it off.
And then.
So just customization galore.
There's ninja spells, and there's not spells, but there's ninja
techniques,
and there's Om-yo. Like shaman things,
yeah, like talismans you throw at people,
yeah. So it's kind of like magic, but
yeah,
not really.
It's fun.
It's the equivalent of magic,
yeah. And they do it in a different way from the Souls games, so
yeah. Which do you like better?
Right now, I would say I like Neo better.
I mean, the magic systems.
Oh, I gotta play more of Neo to really make a decision with that. Right now, all I can say is that Neo is different. And so that's nice. We'll find out maybe in a couple of weeks. It's the game I play when I've been sitting for too long and I can't sit. So I can lay down on my bed and just grab a controller and... Oh, something else that pissed me off is the game keeps crashing. Whoever made that game, fix it.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's
I have the PS4 version. I traded it in a while back because I didn't get very far. And then I got the Game of the Year version with all the DLC on sale for cheaper than... first of all, for... less than what I traded it in for, and less than the sum of all the DLC. So, net profit, I guess.
Yay.
Anyway. Right.
That about covers all of this stuff. second infusion?
Yeah, I guess. John, what's going on in your gaming life besides Battlefront?
I don't really get to game, so...
He plays the game in real life.
I mean, I take care of...
You play the game of life?
Sort of, yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. You one of those types.
Yeah.
You know, I had a shirt that said that, but you kept making fun of me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Quit it again.
Well, we'll see you in the second infusion right about now.
And the second infusion is now on. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good, but I don't have any tea yet.
As we're waiting for this thing to brew, let's go ahead and begin the fun. So last two episodes of Black Clover, only thing that really happened that's worth mentioning is we saw the Wizard King. Two episodes, that's it. Next.
That seems pretty on par for the course.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit... One of the things they did, which I actually started laughing at, is they had a character ask of Yuno's... you know, he is the Sasuke of the show, his backstory, and he basically yet again explained the plot up until now. It's like, stop it. We know.
So is this just bad writing, or is it padding for... when they think that they're going to get a next season because they completely ruined the plot, so they're not going to get one.
I don't know. It's just sad. It's sad is what it is. Alright, so...
I wonder if the manga is actually good.
It's gotta be if there was so much praise for it. I mean, you don't push something this shitty.
Yeah.
Unless it had its foundation beforehand.
And you know what? They're actually pushing it. Like, I've seen ads for it.
Yeah.
And I've seen people, like, talking about how they like the anime, which, you know, sometimes people are idiots, but, yeah. Like, they're not that dumb that they could like this.
And I saw the preview for the next episode. It looks like I will, again, have nothing to say, because it just seems like, okay.
Yeah.
His backstory is, yeah, so I got this clover that belonged to the... the Wizard King, and then my rival got this 5-star Black Clover.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Right.
Anyone else watch anything?
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars. So, spoil the whole thing for me.
No!
Okay, yeah, so, Snape kills Dumbledore.
I knew that already, but that wasn't in Star Wars.
Luke kills Leia.
It kind of was, actually. But, actually...
I would be shocked if Luke makes it out alive. Don't tell me whether he does or not, because it still is a spoiler.
Okay, I won't tell you that, but Leia makes it out alive.
From what I understand, she made it out alive in a bullshit, like, plot.
Yes.
Plot no jutsu.
Yes.
Like how Chewbacca got crushed by the moon in one of the books. Like...
What?
I guess...
Well, that's not canon, so...
No.
But this is, and it's kind of sad. Like, it was,
You can decapitate my head, but you'll never break my spirit.
It's just like... Okay.
You can crush my head, but you'll never crush my spirit.
The more I think about it, this movie does a lot... It's really hard to talk about, because... It does so many things in such a wonky way that it's just like it's almost wrong, but then they switch it, they do it in the wonky way so they can switch it around and make this wonky thing almost fit. You know? So like Leia living, the scene preceding it was super dramatic bullshit. And then like that happens and like, thematically, that happens because she needs to, it's the revivic, basically, Leia is the archetype of the king, and, she goes into the underworld stasis, and then there's another character that quasi-embodies that, and she's alive so that she can come back to life.
Okay.
Quote, unquote. You know, so, like, what they're doing thematically would make sense, except they did it in a way that... Yeah, you can just warm me up. there's everything that they do. They do it in a wonky way, but after you look back on it, it's like, well, it kind of works. They just probably should have done it in a better way.
So I've only heard other people talking about it. So I guess I'll ask you directly.
Mm-hmm.
The random casino world scene they had, was it just like randomly put in to make fun of capitalism, or was there like some plot relevance?
Okay, I almost was done with this scene actually. So this is almost irrelevant, so I can talk about this. Isn't a big spoiler for you, Nick.
That's fine.
Eunuch. So they have to find a code breaker, and they go to this world to find him because he's a high stakes gambler.
Like a cryptologist?
I'll leave that one open for interpretation. So they go there, and he's going to be at a high stakes table, and it's just, it's lost, it's Las Vegas meets some sort of like Vatican City. It's just like, it's really,
what?
It's, yeah, it's hard to explain. It's very pretty. It's very upscale. Finn is just freaking out. And then the girl that he's with, who they force a romance with, that was the other thing that was really bad. But anyway, it was just off to the side, so I don't care.
Was she the main character from the other movie?
Okay. She was a random character introduced 10 minutes into this movie and had like 10 minutes of screen time.
Okay, so she, and then really she was like, really forced.
Yes, very, very forced. Oh, but anyway, okay. She's just like, I grew up as an orphan, and these people that are gambling here, they could only have been one thing, and that's weapons dealers. They made their money off of the blood of our people. And then, like, she had, like, a two-minute, like, rant about it, and it seems sort of vindicated, and it was just like, this is transparent and stupid. You really think that there's only one thing that could have landed them in this gambling city, and that's weapons dealing? And they're selling weapons to the Empire, but then they retconned
it. What about they were gamblers?
Right. No, they were weapons dealers. Exactly. No, exactly. Like, it was just like, this is so one-dimensionally stupid, I'm actually upset, and I was actually almost done with the movie. Later on, if you have any intellect whatsoever, there's a thief that they find, and he
a weapons thief?
He stole from one of the weapons dealers, because they didn't say that wasn't untrue necessarily. What they did say was that these weapons dealers, he's like, oh, let's see what he did. Oh yeah, look, he was a weapons dealer. He sold this thing, and he's, you know, like a TIE fighter, this thing, the other type of TIE fighter. And oh, look, this one, X-Wing, they also sell to the good guys. And so they kind of like retconned it in such a way that's just like, you know, you can bitch and moan.
They retconned it in real time? Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Really. So they did this in such a way that just like,
high tech. All right,
you're bitching and moaning, but they're the ones that are keeping your rebellion alive. Maybe there's more to this. And then they kind of left it there. But, you know, it was okay. Just like, that was actually not that bad, because they sort of, at first, it looks like they made it overly simplistic for just, like, a capitalism bad, but then they brought it back to, like, they made it simplistic. I will give you that premise, but they maybe are doing that so that you have a chance of taking down this stupid imperialistic empire. They're playing the legal game so that you can succeed.
All right, what else? Is the purple-haired captain an SJW?
You're supposed to think so.
Okay. So, does she, like, do anything that would imply it, or is it just...
She, everything...
Well, she's got purple hair.
Okay, so again,
it's one of those things that...
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't either, I just put people complaining about her.
In order for me to talk about that, I would have to spoil something pretty massive.
Okay, don't. Right,
then, yeah.
Tell him later.
Mm-hmm.
What else would people... Were there just, like, random animal rights things thrown in?
Is Chewbacca an animal?
No, but Chewbacca was going to eat an animal, and then all the animal's friends gathered around and cried at him.
Maybe that's like, like an intelligent animal, or like a bunny?
Like a Pokemon. That's as close as I can get, so, like, that's just, it is what it is. And then you know, they said, when they had the anti-capitalism thing, they said, look closer at the horse racing. And they're, like, whipping them with electric whips and stuff. But not nearly as strong as... People overreact to that a bit.
final question. Is Luke a soy boy?
He was. Now he's not. Now he's a bitter hermit.
Well, that's what I meant.
No, because soy boys are like fabulous.
Is he a bitch? I'll ask like that.
Actually, he kind of was in the original trilogy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. He was a bitch in the original trilogy.
Ah. So why was he all sad?
Because now he's all a Cameron, bitter bitch. I mean. Like, before he was super hopeful and just like, I believe in you. And now he's just like, belief is stupid.
You know what's dumb? Having opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta force on everyone. Actually, that's why the force is bad.
Actually, he had a moment kind of similar to like a Yulian moment when he's training Rem.
Who's
and
Yulian?
Array, or the T-Man. In case you were confused, his number is 847. Anyways,
you're only doing it to yourself, man.
I like the pain.
Where he's training Rey, and she's like. They really try to make the Force religion far more serious than it should have been. But anyways, he's training her, and she just is experiencing what a lot of people experience through meditation. And then all of a sudden, she's like, there's a place under this place. A dark place. A cold place. And then she just like gets sucked in, and he's just like, you just went straight to the dark side. You didn't even try to stop it. I hate you. And it's just like, this was her first experience, man. And he way overreacted.
Well, that kind of answers my final question. Is the main character a, Mary Sue? But it sounds like no.
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, that's it with my questions. Anything else you want to add?
Good or bad?
Out of 27, what would you give it?
22.
God damn. Okay. If you cut that in half, it'll be 14 and 11. If you cut that in half,
it'll just multiply it by 4 and you get it out of 100. Jesus.
I said 27, not 25.
Uh-huh. You get out of 100.
Yeah, but it's roughly 100.
Roughly speaking, it was that
roughly
bloody.
Speaking, it's 100.
Less than 88.
Yeah, so
like 8.5 out of 10?
That's pretty much... I would give it about an 8. out of 10. Because, again, they do... Like, certain things that you're saying... Oh, and here's something that I'm shocked. Nobody's talked about this.
Imagine my shock.
A stormtrooper's armor deflected a laser.
They do
I
that?
Heard so, I heard...
No!
So, I
they heard, don't!
I heard somebody say that. Was it you?
It was me!
Oh, okay.
They picked it up in Battlefront 2.
Yeah, right. It's now a game mechanic. That's the whole reason it was in there. Good job, Disney.
I did it.
Bad job, Nick. To be fair, it was a special stormtrooper, but at the same time, I was just like watching this and sort of scratching my head. I'm like, that's
by special. Do you mean like a plot stormtrooper or a heavy stormtrooper or something?
Closer to the second.
You're not dealing with an ordinary stormtrooper anymore.
But at the same time, like if they have that technology. They would save so much money by just giving... Because they give stormtroopers one set of clothing. Just give it to them all. Unless you encounter the one Jedi that's left...
If it was the special storm... Or the heavy stormtrooper, you know, elite, whatever. Maybe it costs like $1 million Imperial dollars or whatever.
Why didn't they build the whole plane out of the black box?
Well, here, how about this?
Yeah, see?
They have weapon...
They can only afford enough to give them to the commanders or whatever.
Their empire seems to operate off of commands.
Right, so it's only right that the commander stormtrooper... Should have
build
the
this armor.
Armor.
We'll pay you by not
actually.
Killing
you know
you.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
The Empire, the commanders are the only ones. Like the upper ranks are the only ones without armor. Why is that?
They don't need the armor.
Well, right,
like, right. Because Vader chokes them to death.
All right. So what he just said is right. In the original story, The armor wasn't to protect them, it was to dehumanize them.
Yeah, you're right.
And now they're retconning the armor to make it relevant, well, for one person relevant. And, I mean, it was just like, I watched this, and I'm like, alright, so, other spoiler, that person dies anyways. Like, what are they doing?
Why?
What are they doing?
I don't know.
There was no reason for that exchange to ever happen.
Did the same writer, is this the same writer as the other one?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't remember.
Seems like it's something worth looking up.
Thought of a final.
Is it also Abrams?
Only a little bit. I think that it was mostly somebody else, though. Abrams coming back for the next one.
Thought of a final question.
Okay.
Do they end it where movie 2 is kind of solid on itself, or they do like a Pirates of the Caribbean second movie type of thing?
Oh, man. Where does it
end? To rephrase it, do they do like the first thing, or is it like an Empire Strikes Back?
Is it the first Hobbit type of thing, where the dragon is flying towards the village?
You're left relatively... Most of the things that were set in motion by this movie are wrapped up, but it's not in a very happy place that you're just like, all right, story's done, I'm going to go home now.
So it's kind of Empire Strikes Back.
Ish, yeah.
You wouldn't know about that.
It's not nearly as big as Smaug flying towards the town. It's just like, all right, there's only one way this is going to go.
Are those movies even worth watching?
The Hobbit?
Yeah.
It's worth seeing once, but I would not do the extended edition 20 times like
oh
I have with...
Oh my god, an extended version of that?
Yes.
I'd pay extra for the shortened version.
The Hobbit's Kai.
Yeah.
And we have a Black Clover Kai.
Oh.
The first 11 episodes in like by two.
Oh, I thought you meant the opposite of what you said.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Black Clover Extended Edition.
Now with even more yelling. Alright, so...
They replace all his yelling with Goku Super Saiyan 3 voices, power-up voices.
Say what you want, but that's the man who I like listening
you
to
know
yell.
What? Yeah, you know what? That's... I would prefer it that way.
Oh, I want to make a video now taking Goku going Super Saiyan 3 and just putting Asta's voice in it.
Or how about Alex Jones?
Or Alex Jones. We've seen that.
That was annoying.
That reminds me, I got to download his soundboard. Like, for some reason, the Google Play Store recommended it to me, and I downloaded nothing that would indicate I'm interested in this. So I think they knew I searched for that.
Well, Google happens to be connected to everything you do on the internet.
Yeah, so Alex Jones soundboard. Download.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Just out of earshot from me.
All right. Anything else before we move on to the big two?
Not that I can think of.
I didn't really watch any.
All right. Dragon Ball Super. So we have two episodes. First episode... Rat Universe died. Second episode, Go-Go Power Rangers.
Rat Universe.
It kind of fit. The entire universe, all of their fighters, their theme was sneaky and tricky.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm not too much of a fan of is Piccolo not picking up on the small dude when he's the one who's got superhuman hearing and supposed to be the intelligent one. That felt bad.
Yeah, why was it 17?
Yeah, why 17? Because
he worked on the, plantation. Not plantation. The reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with all kinds of wildlife, so...
How many attacking bugs, though?
He's the best person to know about various forms of wildlife. Which theoretically includes insects.
Crazy powerful insects?
Not necessarily, but just insects in general. He would need to know about the whole ecosystem.
Another thing which they kind of missed out on is...
This has nothing to do with anything, but I found out that there's a guy who you can hire, like, at a, if you have, like, a party or something, uh-huh. you can hire him, and he'll come, and you can rent a sloth.
Why would you mention that to me?
Because I know how you feel about sloths.
And I'm going to get arrested for sloth killing.
You haven't rented him yet.
I will.
And you're going to kill the sloth?
Of course. They're the most evil things around.
Why would you rent it just to kill it?
To prevent it from killing any other kids.
Other kids?
That's what sloths do.
Wait. Are you implying that you're the kid or that the sloth has already killed kids?
The sloth has already killed kids. That's how it grows up.
Or could it be both? Why not both?
Why not both? Right. So one of the things they missed out is, so the rat god was all like, no, I can't go out like this. I'm going to take you all down with me. He should have done something fun, like shot a beam at Xenosound and have, like, something happen.
Right, something. I thought for sure something.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was a trick.
They tricked us. And so now we're going to get, now we did get the Megazord.
Yeah.
So that was, it was an episode.
It happened, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised that they lost.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to just say it. I ended up seeing the preview for the next episode. And it looks interesting because even Freeze is getting involved.
Finally.
So it looks like this next upgrade is going to be, you know, something massive.
Right in time for Christmas, Frieza.
As Universal Omni just stands there.
Yeah, that was another thing I was going to say with the current season ending. It's time for something big to happen. Because while they never have, like, you know, a season ending, they always do something big.
Dragon Ball?
Mm-hmm. That's when all of the, like, not necessarily, you know, the important things happen, but, like, that's when arcs end, that's when transformations happen. Something big always happens at that,
Gogeta? Fusion, ha!
In Super?
Mm-hmm. As a possibility.
When did that happen?
It hasn't, it but as a possibility. Oh.
I don't think so. I think, especially since they rejected the earrings earlier. I think we were talking about Vegeta being, like, all overconfident and stuff, and that he's holding something back. If he is, I think that'll come out, or Ultra Instinct will be completed.
Dragon Ball Super episode 27, which is the beginning, I guess the next thing, is when Frieza blows up the planets and then gets one-shotted by Goku. Episode 56 would be the end of season 2. What happened with Dragon Ball Super there? I want information.
Wait, season 1 starts, or season, sorry, episode
a season is usually
27 ends,
That's you.
I know. Episode 27, Frieza blows up Namek?
Yeah, episode 27 is when Frieza... No. When
How
Frieza,
long is the...
No, when Frieza blows up the Earth.
How long is... of Super?
Yeah. What are you confused about?
I don't remember the beginning of Super that very, very well, I guess.
Shame on you.
I deleted that part of Super for more important things.
Episode 56, which would be the end of Season 2, Super Saiyan Rosé appears.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing. 24, 56... 72. Let's see. I should be able to remember this. 72...
So that's 12 episodes, not 26.
Middle killing. What? No, that was filler, basically. That was Goku fighting Kit when Goku hired him to kill him.
Anyway, there's always something big, so yeah, I think there'll be a new form. And only 10 minutes left in the tournament, so it'll probably come to an end.
I think they're just going to leave Gohan with no extra form. Because that was a big deal. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to train, and I don't think that this is my final form.
So he could have a moment.
He's strong enough to make Frieza be serious, so...
He had a pretty cool moment in the robot combo episode. Yeah.
He's had a few moments, and mm-hmm. Vegeta's moment is still to come. Because he still has not had...
That's why I think there'll be something happening with Vegeta.
I mean, he spent some time in the chamber before the tournament began, so...
He's had the most time to prepare out of anybody.
Yeah.
And has done the least.
It was only about, like, 2 hours of this time.
He's barely gone blue.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it, for a couple seconds with, was it Topo or Popo?
Topo.
Not Popo.
Not even blue would work against Popo.
No. Yeah, he's done that a couple times, and I don't think he kind of meant it. It was, like, half-hearted or something.
No.
It's more of a cyan.
Frieza's only gone golden twice. Once to eliminate Cobb, and the other time to show off to a Frost.
Uh-huh.
So Frieza's stamina is all nice and saved.
Frieza's done nothing. So, it could just be a huge, like, battle royale... All against Jiren, yeah.
The way I see it is, if they want that, like, really, like, oh shit moment, it's got to come down to Goku versus Jiren. And
I think so too.
According to what people keep saying,
because it always comes down to Goku.
Yeah.
Besides the time it came down to Gohan,
that's true.
And Vegeta shot him in the back.
That was Vegeta's moment in the entirety. What a lot of people are thinking is that the promos for Goku's new form had Goku shirtless. And so people are thinking, this is not a final boss until somebody's shirtless. And so they're thinking
it's
that's...
the Yakuza logic.
Yeah. So what I am predicting...
It's not the final fight until we see your tattoo.
They did not show 18 in the preview, so I'm going to assume 18 gets eliminated next episode. My guess is... episode after that, Goku's gonna keep resting to save his stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jiren, Topo, and Knockoff Beerus are going to fight. Topo and Knockoff Beerus will get eliminated quickly. Vegeta will be like, I'm done playing with you, and just eliminate him. Knockoff Beerus, that really should not be too difficult. Frieza can do his thing. And then Jiren's gonna be all like, time to take it up a notch. And that's when we're going to see, like half-episode fights with everybody. Half-episode fight with new form Gohan, I'm hoping gets new form. Half-episode fight with a Golden Frieza. Eliminates 18 like that. Until finally all that's left is Goku.
Yeah, I think the androids will get eliminated.
Yeah, and then before Goku, Vegeta is the final fight. That's what I'm guessing. The final fight before it, Goku versus Jiren.
I don't know about Gohan getting a new form.
I'd be really surprised.
I think he will, but...
What'd be even better is if it was something to do with his human side. Because people have been like wondering about that for a while, like if there's going to be a superhuman form. That would open up a few characters be relevant again.
Yeah. I was going to say if there was... We'd see it from Krillin by now, because, well...
He's been kind of chillaxing for a while.
Yeah.
Superhuman Krillin.
But before that, he was...
What? Samsung might be slowed down and your battery may discharge as quickly. What? Thank you, phone. What the hell was that?
I don't know, but it was hilarious.
Somehow an ad popped up, even though I was not on the internet. Okay, then.
Clean your room.
Well, that broke the mold a little bit. Ancient Magus Bride.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Wow, I've been off of that. Okay. Yeah, what happened in the episode before last?
Episode before last, they were searching for Ainsworth, and they found him basically drowning in a puddle.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's been two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or three episodes, rather.
Three?
No, two.
Yeah,
no.
Because they found him drowning in a puddle, then she went over to the dragon, and then he started telling the story, and then he ended telling the story.
No, the episode which they found him is the same episode that ends with that like seal fairy being like, hey, dragon guy wants you.
Yeah, I know, and then he started telling the story in the next episode, and then he ended telling the story in the most recent one.
Did he? Is that what? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think the one where he was drowning in the puddle was, I think that was just the end / beginning of one of the others.
I just watched an episode last night.
I just watched an episode today.
Yeah, so.
In that case.
So, just his backstory.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just out of nowhere. Just, he appears and he has no memory except Red.
Red.
My guess is it's gonna be blood.
And he thinks that he ate people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the result of a human experiment, possibly with that sorcerer guy, girl, I don't know.
A feminine dude.
The arch villain.
Mm-hmm. Now the question is Chisei going to accept him?
Yes.
Yes.
It's already
the answer.
Been...
We already have that answer.
Yeah. In the most recent episode, she gets his entire story, and then his teacher guy starts singing and makes the blossoms bloom, and it's beautiful. Like the singer that they hired on for his voice, which is obviously not the same guy, I think. he does a really good job, and then that sort of loops around and like echoes off the mountains in the valley, and it's just. It's a really, really nice scene, and then just goes over to the...
Elves show up.
Yes, elves show up, and then she goes down to the water, and just like, I wonder, or I wish that Ainsworth could see this, and he's like, why'd you create a mirror, or a water mirror? And then she sends him flowers.
Yay.
So, yeah, yes. She's already totally accepted him.
So, is that the first time that she's done accidental magic,
It was,
that has, like, an intentional result?
It was sort of vague as to whether or not she created it or if the singer guy created it.
Pretty sure it was her.
Yeah. But I think that, like...
Because he said specifically song, his magic created this.
Well, I think the song enabled it or, like, sort of helped trigger it.
It unlocked the DLC and then she...
yeah, kinda.
So it's still not her magic, but she did something with it.
The song was the loot box, and she got the mirror.
Sure.
Anyone else think little Ainsworth is cute?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was adorable.
Bit.
You want to hug him until he bites you.
He was so awkward.
He's learning how to human. You know, he's not really human or fairy.
Or elf. Apparently, there's elves. Elves. So, yeah, now she's got a wand, which is really big.
So far, she's still whittling it down, right?
Yeah.
No, he was like, this is good for a beginner.
Yeah, but he's got to finish it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't think he'll like, shrink it down anymore, because that was, like, the whole point was that she had to do it herself and, you know, handcraft it, and then he was... I guess he was gonna, like, you know...
I don't know,
do a spell or something on it to...
I like what you said. He's gonna, you know... I don't know.
You know, because I don't.
Well, the point was, I don't think that it was finished, but I don't think it's gonna be cut down anymore.
Maybe. She was taking a break. We'll see, I guess, next episode. I really liked how they showed the personal use of magic, and his is song.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you take a moment and think about it, like, could you imagine Ainsworth doing magic through song. It's just
Rivered.
No, it would be like a
Korean pop song.
What are those? Hey, it would be like a didgeridoo, but with his voice.
What a vuvuzela.
Oh, that's enough annoying noises.
No, but it's not enough. That's the most annoying noise.
And so there was that personal touch in magic, and then there was that like profound way he described it. Like, people remember this. This was something that predates this. It calls back to that, and it's just like, that's a really nice way to wrap up magic. That was just a great scene.
And again, it's like the way they describe magic, it's like there's a lot of truth in it.
Yes.
And because of that episode, I want to go and like knock on people's house and be like, hello, I'm a shaman. If you give me food, I'll heal anyone who's sick. How that works.
Are your children sick? I'll heal them if I can spend the night. Hello, police.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the thing I wanted to talk about that wasn't...
10th anniversary.
The 10th anniversary. It was the upcoming anime season.
Oh, yeah.
All those shows.
Spoiler, it's going to suck.
There were a couple good shows that looked good.
Wasn't My Hero coming out? Yeah, in April.
No, April.
So what are you mean the next season?
The next season starts in 2 weeks.
January, February, March.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a cool-down season. As long as...
Cool-down season.
Yeah, because it's... The season after that seems really hype. Because there's that... Attack on Titan...
That should be coming out 2018. So
Attack on Titan, three? Magus Bride,
yeah,
should come out sometime next year.
Because what they did last time was they waited until after the first season finished before they even thought about making a second season.
Oh, for like market stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they didn't know if it was going to be a success or not. For some reason, it took them 26 episodes and several weeks before they said, you know what, maybe a season 2 will work.
Yeah, it shouldn't have taken them very long. It was, like, the most successful show in years.
Yeah.
It also shouldn't have taken them years to be like, yeah, that was successful after all.
You haven't even seen season 2.
No, I haven't. Shame on you. I'm behind in the manga.
Manga.
So you guys want to look at the upcoming season and... judge it?
How about we watch it on their own, and then we give our impressions after the 10-year anniversary talkathon next week.
Watch what?
See what's coming up next season, any trailers that, for anything that catches our eye, and be like, this looks interesting, this looks like shit, and just kind of see if we cross anything.
That's going to be a busy week.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright. So I think this about wraps it up for now. See you next week on the Dragon's Flow TCast, presented by The Dragon's Treasure at thedragonstreasure.com. Yeah.
Rate us at whatever it is.
Great, buy my tea. Great work. Thanks. Great.
TCast at thedragonstreasure.com.
Yes. All right, we'll see you next week for a very busy episode.